Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Let's talk to Tyler Kennedy, our Penguins analyst here at 93.7 The Fan and Penguins Stanley Cup champ. News on the Penguins front, Tristan Jarry is back in the lineup tonight for them. Tyler, how should they handle their goaltenders moving forward?
Wow. I think they need to start playing the hot hand. If you win the game, you should play the next game, and you should ride it until you have a bad game. I just think it helps goalies get in rhythms, and the game's all about rhythms, all about confidence. And when you go back and forth, I think goalies get out of that rhythm. So that's how I think they should move forward with playing the goalies. I'm very interested to see what they do with the three goalie situation, because they can't do that all year.
TK, do you get the sense that they will continue to play Jarry in an effort to try to trade him at some point?
I think so. You know, I think everyone's pretty high on Mirashov. I think Arthur's played impressive in the first, 10 starts or 9 starts he's had. So I do think they are trying to play him more. And I do think there's a lot of teams that should go after a guy like Jarry and give him a new start, like the Edmonton Oilers, that have had a goaltending situation for the last 2 to 3 years.
Tyler, who is your Penguins MVP a quarter of the way through the season?
Well, it's pretty easy to say Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin. I'm going to go off the board here, and I know he hasn't played lately, but I think a guy, Brazo, I think a guy that no one ever thought would come in and score some pretty big goals, help the Penguins get off to a hot start. I think he's a big factor on why the Penguins are where they're at, and I think they miss him out of the lineup. So he would be one of my stars so far for the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Who's your most pleasant surprise not named Ben Kindle on this team through the rough quarter of the season here?
Probably Brazo again.
I thought you might say that Carlson.
TK loves Brazzers. What can we say here?
Never been to that site though, TK. We know.
Never heard of it. No.
Yeah, that's right. I thought you might say Carlson for that, just because I think, like, by and large, he's been better this year. And I know you've been, an accurate critic of his during much of his Penguins tenure, but I do think he's been better for them.
Yeah, and, he does get, I am hard on Carlson, and it's because of the price tag, right? And he's a 3-time Norris Trophy winner. That comes with a tremendous amount of pressure. And I don't think he's lived up to it. And I think it could be from him trying to play too hard, him trying to situate himself into the lineup and where he fits with other Hall of Famers, that maybe he hasn't played with those kind of guys before. But I just think this year he's kept it simple. He's buying in to the system that coach wants him to play. And Mike Sullivan could never get him to buy in. And Muse has got him to play a better brand of hockey to help the Pittsburgh Penguins. Again, he's a guy that, you know, when I think of guys that kind of jump out at me, yeah, he's one of them. But the veterans, I'm always looking for guys that you don't even know they're on the lineup card going into the first game of the NHL, and next thing you know, he's got 5 or 6 goals. You know, but again, Carlson's been a pleasant surprise, and you got to give Dan Muse a lot of credit because it's not easy reining a guy in like that, that likes to go, that likes to let the leashes off and run. So you got to give him a lot of credit. And Carlson, I think he's kind of starting to figure out that he's not the same Carlson that he was in Ottawa or San Jose. So again, they just need him to keep playing how he's playing. And that's simple, right? Jump up when you can, make that simple pass. Don't give up 2-on-1s left and right, and just play.
What grade would you give Dan Muse through the first 21 games, first quarter of his career as a Penguins coach?
A B, maybe a B plus. If they win tonight, I'd probably give him a B plus, but I think he's done well. I think the team looks like it's got structure. It looks like everyone's buying in. I know it's still early, and what I really liked is obviously everyone talks about how bad their shootouts have been, and he addressed it in the media and saying, no, we need to be better in shootouts. We need to come out of weekends with more than 1 point out of 4. And with him being critical on his own team and his own, you know, view of the team, like, it shows that, like, he knows what they need to be, you know. And I think it's a fresh voice for us as fans hearing a guy that saying it's not good enough instead of, you know, some other voices we've heard over time.
What grade would you give Evgeny Malkin so far?
I would give Evgeny probably an A. You know, he's a guy that you weren't sure how he was going to come in. You know, it could have been two ways. You know, when you think of Ovechkin, especially Ovechkin started this year, he was real bad, but now he's starting to pick it up again. But I think Malkin's played with speed. I think he's brought his scoring touch. He's brought that veteran leadership to the room, and he's producing. And he looks like he's excited to be at the rink every day. And that's something that I haven't really seen that much of in the last 2 years. You know, and he looks fresh. You know, and when you see that jersey flapping in the wind, it's like, wow, that's the old Malkin. So I think he's played really great so far, but for him, it's more about trying to keep this throughout the rest of the year, because he's always had hot starts. But it's how do we keep this momentum that he's created and playing with? And I think it comes down to the rest of the lineup. When you look at their lineup, their third and fourth line guys are getting 10 plus minutes. And that didn't happen last year. We had guys in the fourth line that were playing 5 to 7 minutes. You know, we had Ryan Reeves here. He was playing like 6 minutes a night. And guys like Malkin, guys like Crosby, they get tired after Christmas because they just can't play that much. Your stars can't play that much. And, you know, you can go to another team with the Edmonton Oilers. You watch their game right now, their stars are extremely tired because, one, they went to the finals back-to-back, and, two, they just play too much, and they're just worn down. So, again, there's a lot of credit to a lot of things, but I think Evgeny Malkin's played pretty good for the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Tyler Kennedy on the Penguins, who begin the second part of their schedule tonight at home. Should be a packed house, possibly sold out for the Penguins and Sabres. Thanks, TK. We'll talk again next week, man. Happy American Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, boys. Enjoy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.